Yo, what's up there, cave dwellers? This is Ranger Joe with my boy Ranger Aaron. We're here again with another Warp Vinyl. He brought in this record. We're going down Cholo Punk Alley.
Oh yeah, booyaka, booyaka, booyaka. I've been in this Cholo Punk ride for a little bit since Senior Ted A was here. You know, he introduced us to the Manic Hispanic and introduced it to the boy at work. We've been on this Cholo Punk phase all week long. So you know what? I brought in Suicidal Tendencies, some more Cholo Punk. There you go.
Booyaka. Go hard. Go hard.
Ratatata. So before we begin, it's a self-titled album, the first album, Suicidal Tendencies. So let's go ahead and pop in this vinyl and take it for a spin.
We're going to lay down some wax.
We might have to fucking bust a cap and a fucking kneecap on this one.
I'm going to bust my own kneecap. I've been up so much.
Let's do this shit. 1, 2, 3, 4, let's do it.
I think, honestly, I've heard this intro so many times, I'm just starting to go crazy.
First song of the night is Suicide and an Alternative. You'll Be Sorry.
I don't want to be fucked up, but yeah, that's not going down that route.
It's an alternative. You'll Be Sorry. Yeah, it's not the right. It's not the right path.
It's not the answer.
That they say You'll Be Sorry.
The more I listen to this, the more pissed I'm getting.
Hey, You'll Be Sorry, Joe.
Not the answer.
Yeah, another reason is I like about Suicide is like they have like a rotating, I don't know, platter of fucking artists that go through them. And one of the great and powerful of what we played before, but his own album was The Great and Powerful Thundercat.
What's his name? Steven Burns?
Steven Bruners.
Yeah, Bruner.
Yeah, you got it.
Bruner.
Yeah, so. Yeah, Suicide's an Alternative. Well, I got a little story to tell. Go ahead, tell me, dog. Uh-oh.
Yeah. The great and powerful Mike Muir scene right here.
I think only original member of Suicide.
Don't quote me on that. But I'm pretty sure. Cool me.
The next song is one of my favorites because it makes sense with everything, what's going on right now with these politics. I'll go ahead and announce that song later. Let's just say this. He signed the paper. We listen to Manic Hispanic. What would you say a lot of, because obviously that was more punk. What would you say a lot of more influences with Suicide? More rock? A little bit funky?
You know what? That's a good question. I'm not really a suicidal expert by any means, so I'm not really too sure on that one. Like, obviously punk, of course.
Yeah.
But, like,
right here we got two-sided politics. To me, they have some rock in there because like, they have some solos. In punk, you really don't have solos.
Surf?
Yeah. But, you can tell they're funky, too. They have, like, that jazziness to them.
The R&B style.
Yeah.
I can feel that. Well, in your opinion, what do you think, I mean, besides the hit song, but like, what do you think Suicidal is most well known for? Like, what is their trademark?
Their trademark is obviously, everyone knows, it's just like the Chop Suey 2 System of the Down. It would be institutionalized. Give me a Pepsi.
Uh-huh.
All I wanted was a Pepsi, Mom. But, in my opinion, another good one that just stands out there is like, which is on this album, I Saw Your Mommy. And then there's also, It's basically about the system. Like, don't listen to the system. I forgot what it's called. Captain Stupid. Don't listen to Captain Stupid, because Captain Stupid will fool you. All Captain Stupid cares about how much money you make and what taxes you're paying. This one's I Shot the Devil. But we said off record, off air, you've never seen Suicidal Home before.
Nah, actually, I never have. I haven't, really, honestly, I haven't been to many punk shows.
Nah,
it never really was my thing. Like, and even if I listened to it, it was more like on records and CDs and stuff. And then,
what homies?
What homies, you. Yeah. And then I got, I think I said this with Teddy on here, but I got into more hardcore a little bit, and then grindcore was my thing. But the most
grindcore is like a mix between punk and like death metal or metal.
No, not really. Like, it's its own thing where,
because it has blasting.
It has short. Their things are like more short form.
Yeah, kind of remote like style.
Way more dirty.
Yeah,
way more dirty. Like, okay. Like it's almost like the fucking dirty, dingy cousin to punk. It's like it's a dirty motherfucker.
Mm.
In my opinion.
So, dirty motherfucker that's wearing patchouli oil.
Yeah. And has one fat rat dread.
Oh, okay. I got it. It makes sense to me.
It makes sense.
I know we're not, we only record audio, but visually I can visualize
you
that.
You see this?
Yeah, I see it.
You see this shit?
For some reason, my head is hurting. I have a knot in the back of my neck.
Hey, shout out. I don't know where he's out there, but the first person that comes to mind,
Hector.
Is my boy Hector.
Yeah. Hector, where are you at? My ninja. Nah,
this will read my mind.
Yeah, that's some subliminal shit right here. If you guys don't know this, this is subliminal shit.
Where the boy Hector at, dog?
Woo! 1, 2, 3, 4, let's do this, Cape Dwellers.
Did we just take that captain stem and made each other telepathic? Because I was literally thinking that.
Yeah. I just thought, like, rat tail, long dread, Hector.
Hey, what did he look like? Say no more.
Yeah.
Hey, tell me you know a crusty guy without saying you know a crusty guy. Yeah.
Thick caterpillar eyebrows, Hector. I'm pretty sure that boy is manicured by now. It's 2021, if you guys didn't already know.
Oh, fuck, bro. That's just too funny. Oh, my God.
But yeah, I've said it before off record. Saw him the last time with Lamb of God and Megadeth. Suicidal, that is what I'm talking about. It's just crazy how their fans are just loyal, dedicated Cholo fans, dedicated to the scene that is Venice, I think, the lowrider scene, the Cholo punk scene.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, when I first saw him live, was at the Ink and Iron, and fucking sick. Their pits. I know they're not too mainstream, but they're pretty mainstream in the underworld. They have a pretty big, nice following. This one's Won't Fall in Love Today. Oh no, it's still subliminal. Next one is Won't Fall in Love Today.
You skipping tracks, dog?
Got confused, my ninja. Could have swore I heard this song like the fourth time today. My bad. Excuse me.
You're fucking with me today.
Yeah. It's a beautiful Sunday. I started early today, my dog.
You fucking pranking me, dog. Who got problems?
Oh, yeah.
Not me.
1, 2, 3, 4, let's do this. That is K-Jaws.
I can't remember if any punk or, like, backyard shows we went to, if anybody covered that. I'm pretty sure we saw that.
Oh, I'm pretty sure. Now, this one's Won't Fall in Love Today.
I don't know what it was so good about, like, backyard shows when we were young. It was just so fun.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Not a care in the world.
Hell no. Just like you brought it up the other day, my boys, like, man, remember that sick ass show where the helicopter showed up? And we're like, man, like, yeah. For some reason, now that we're older, like, the first thing that popped into our mind was, like, not how dope that show was. Like, imagine the ticket, the bill on that ticket.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't, like, don't get me wrong, that was, like, one of the dopest shows we ever went to in East LA. To paint the picture for you guys, we're, like,
we're in a backyard show.
Yeah, backyard show in the heart of fucking East LA. Friday night, we're seniors, juniors in high school. 40s everywhere, salvia everywhere. And yeah, fucking a sick ass band is playing, one of the sickest bands in high school. Yeah, this is what happened afterwards. We got institutionalized. But anyways, the band was going hard. Fucking the cops decided to fucking ruin that band's night. And you know what? The crowd wasn't happening that night. So you know what? They retaliated and started throwing bottles. Next thing you know, the chopper comes. We're on I-11 news. Yeah, we're running for our lives. Bro, back home.
As soon as one 40 bottle was thrown, it was just like all out. Like, all I remember is like, I gotta get the fuck out of here before I get fucking batoned or beat up.
Or pepper sprayed.
Pepper sprayed or something. And then I was like, get the fuck out of here. And I was just like, we ran the fuck out of that bitch. Like, legit, we almost... I remember the homie, even Alex, was like, we were even thinking, like, hey, should we just climb the fucking fence?
Yeah, I thought about that, too.
Yeah, fuck
you know,
this shit.
You know what's up? Hold on. Let's build up right here.
I'm not crazy. You're the one's crazy.
Crazy. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. Anyway, so let me tell the story. So yeah, what's crazy about that night is that Alex actually fucking rode his bike there and fucking chained it to like a fence like down the street.
I remember he stashed it.
Yeah. That night was crazy. I was like, Alex, what are you doing? Why'd you chain your bike to the gate? It's like, Aaron, I gotta go home. It's like, come on, man, let's just go get a Pepsi, man.
Yeah, I haven't seen the homie in a minute.
Yeah, cousin, where are you?
Where are you?
Ooh, this is a Pepsi. Just...
She would never fucking give it to me.
All right, go ahead, pump this up. All it was a Pepsi.
You're the one that's crazy.
This is their most famous song.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I remember that music video being lit.
Honestly,
as a kid, say lit.
I know we're only number one, the number one cave in LA. But I just gave the Super Bowl a fuck. That would be a sick ass Super Bowl commercial. A Pepsi, a suicidal.
No, we can't have that. The name's in there.
You know what? That's probably gonna be the commercial for the Super Bowl 2022.
No,
2021. The when they play in the Rams Stadium.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Sophie.
Yeah.
SoFi Stadium.
Imagine Dude. That. Into like. Not only is the Super Bowl in Los Angeles, but to incorporate fucking Pepsi, suicidal.
Hey, since I was asking you earlier about the shows and all that, about like, when's the last time you seen them? We got updated. I know we haven't talked about this maybe on the podcast recently, but are you ready to go back to a live show? And if so, if you needed to get in, would you get the vaccine to have to go in?
No, I already got my boy. He's already fucking selling, black market COVID test fucking shot results. I'm good.
Fucking photoshopped vaccine cards.
Yeah, vaccine cards.
Fuck.
Yeah, I'm good. Fuck the 2-day test before the show.
All right, folks, we're gonna flip this waffle, as the homie likes to say, and we're gonna be right back.
Got the next side, side B. Memories of tomorrow. Ready? What would be one punk band that you wish you can see live?
Oh, fuck. You're testing me here. Like the Tesla Waters. I'm not too sure, to be honest with you, man. Because I mean, not that they're my favorite punk band, but it was cool seeing Misfits.
Yeah. It's just iconic.
Yeah.
Marrow. Next one, Possessed.
I'm not too much of a punk historian. Maybe, I don't know, maybe a Clash.
Oh, they are old school shit. Old school shit, yeah. These are the kind of noises I hear when I go downstairs in the middle of the night.
I thought you were talking about the scratchy.
Oh, no.
The scratchiness.
Oh, shit.
Hey, how about this? You know what Oculus Rift is?
No.
The fucking 3D, the virtual headset? Have you ever tried one of those?
I've seen them, but I haven't tried it.
All right. How about virtual reality headset concerts?
Maybe.
You have some sick-ass headphones that makes it sound like you're in there and you're watching this shit.
That would be... I kind of would be down.
Dude, how sick would that shit be? I mean, obviously, it's the real thing is the best, but... Yeah.
But still, like you said, when you have that good shit, like have those good headphones and you have that one headset or eye monitors...
I think it would trick your brain.
Yeah, it would.
I think, honestly, eventually, it's going to get so good... Your brain's not going to be able to tell the difference between the simulation and the fucking reality. So-called reality.
Yeah, especially that you're going to be able to do acid and mushrooms in the own comfort of your home. It's like, yeah.
Well, you could still do that now, but I guess go out in the...
But when you got that head, that sick-ass head, like when you can virtual reality the concert at your own home.
Yeah. I don't know how we got in this Black Mirror shit, but yeah, I was just thinking that randomly.
No, I still haven't seen any of those episodes.
Damn. They'll mind fuck
kinda
you.
Afraid.
They'll mind fuck you for sure.
I'm gonna be like, hey Joe, you wanna play that online game?
Striker Force X?
Yeah.
Two down, dog.
I got the coconut oil. You ready?
Hadouken.
Yeah.
Hadouken.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Hadouken your Ooh. Ass.
Here's one of my favorite songs in this album, and it is I Saw Your Mommy. Naked. Have you ever had that one friend that you wish you saw their mom naked? I know.
Yeah, duh. Yeah.
We don't have to name names, but yeah, there's a couple.
What the fuck? How do we get on this one?
Can I smell your mom's underwear?
What the fuck? I saw a
body lying down quiet as a mouse. Down in a sewer.
I got poo-poo a mouth.
Have you ever saw a dead body? Like accident, accident aftermath, oh, yeah. Or
yeah, just on the one time on the freeway. And yeah. Speaking of mushrooms, I was on the come down, and the story goes that I took an eighth of mushroom, tripped my balls off. And I had to call the homie to come and get me. I had to call the homie to come over and pick me up from another friend's house because I was tripping balls and I was having a bad time. So we were driving around. He smoked me out and we were on the like the 110 freeway or something. And there was a cholo dude fucking on the floor with his head fucking cracked open and shit.
Damn.
And it looked like his leg run over. That was it for him.
Your mommy's dead and your papa.
Yeah, I think honestly, low key, that's the part of the reason why I actually wanted to become an EMT. And on one time on the freeway, I just saw a biker dude just laid out with blood like coming out, and I was just like, you know what?
I'm good.
I don't want to see people all fucked up all the time.
That, it depends, because that's like traumatic EMT, like what Trauma David shit. Said. Yeah, trauma EMT.
Yeah.
And yeah. Your mommy's dead.
I mean,
I saw your papa, and your papa's dead. Give it to me.
And he works some fucked up ass hours on.
Fuck yeah. Shout out to David. You know who we're talking about?
David Rivera, fool. Shout out to you, Don.
Hey, he's from the gang too. Shit, he's fucking born on Rolling. I saw your mommy and your mommy's dead.
I saw your papa in a scooter. Razor scooters. I don't know how Razor Kid scooters, Razor scooter kids, just be doing the impossible shit on that motherfucker. Like the good, the sick ass fools. Those fools are sick.
Yeah, they're on a sick one.
20 times more. You see the dude fucking, I don't know who he's sponsored by, Razor or something. The shit they do, unbelievable.
Oh yeah.
Give it to me.
Oh, yeah.
I would have broke fucking all my legs and arms. Both of them.
You would copy to yourself times two.
10, probably. Have you ever sustained any injuries in the pit? What was your worst injury in the pit?
Probably just getting, like, I don't know, punched or elbowed in the face.
Yeah. Did you ever break your nose?
No.
Not in the pit.
No.
Not in the pit.
Falling down a bunch of times, got in my hands, maybe stomped on. But no, nothing really. Just like that asshole that just wants to make you go down in the ground.
Yeah.
I've been in some crazy ass pits, guys, ladies and gentlemen.
Craziest one of all?
Slayer, probably.
Slayer?
Yeah.
What was more brutal, Deeds of Flesh or Slayer?
Honestly, I've been in a Deeds of Flesh pit. I don't know. It's hard to say. It's honestly, no joke, I think the craziest pit I've ever went into, and I don't even like this band, is Shadows Fall.
Oh, really?
Just because it was so white supremacist. I got knocked down. So every time I stood up, I got knocked down. I was like, nah, I'm getting out of this, but there's no point in being in it. So
it was just a fucking cornbread fucking fest, to say the least.
Yeah, but I've been in Deeds of Flesh pits. I've been in Cryptopsy pits, Dying Fetus pits.
Yeah.
Booyaka. And then Slayer to top it off.
Fuck.
Like, I even been for the whole show, the last Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, you're in the pit the whole time?
Yeah, I was in the pit the whole time.
Fuck.
I even lost a shoe.
Yeah.
And then found it like midway through the fucking the show.
And you still kept hitting with no shoes.
Still kept hitting.
Fuck.
Yeah.
You're a sick ass fool.
I'm a sick fool.
That should be on your fucking tombstone. Sick ass fool right here.
I'm going to tattoo it on my forehead. Sick fool. Sick fool. Right here we got fucking fastest pig. Fascist pig.
Damn, that's crazy. Yeah, I've been in some fucking pits too, but I never lost my shoe. I've been knocked down a bunch. But yeah, I can't compete with these big motherfuckers.
And I haven't been into like a suicidal pit. Like, they're crazy, but they don't fuck with you really.
Everybody's doing their own shit.
Oh yeah. Like, you're doing some crazy shit, but it's just like, in my version of like the pitting language is like, yeah, I might be doing some crazy shit, but I'm in a pattern. I'm not fucking with anyone. I'm enjoying the music.
Yeah.
In my own world, along with this circle. And that is, I want more.
Yeah, it was funny because early last year, I went to one of the last shows I went to, because obviously there weren't too many, but I went to go see the homies band. And they were playing a club, and I was like, I was getting fucked up, and I was like, you know what? The funny thing about it was not the fact that I went in there, but that same day, because I think the show was on a Friday, one of my coworkers was like we just happened to be talking about shows and pits and all this stuff, and I was like, oh, nah, man, I retired. What do? I have a couple beers, take a couple hits, and there I am in it again.
Yeah, you're in a mosh pit for Jesus.
This is a Christian podcast, don't forget. Careful what you say.
Yeah. I want more.
Banned in 49 countries and only one city.
Oh, yeah.
Shout
that
out.
Is the 90620.
Fuck it.
Oh yeah.
The Careless Whispers will have a song. I eat ass, but not spinach.
Oh, the mad spinach. No. The cilantro massacre.
The cilantro massacre. Hey, put too many ideas out there, dog. Oh, people yeah. are gonna steal this shit.
I want more.
Okay, so we're gonna go to some oldie shit, okay.
Oh yeah. I want more.
This is that 80s new wave, but suicidal style.
Song of the night, Suicidal Failure.
Good thing we only listened to this album 4 times and it's only 30 minutes.
I know.
You're welcome. We did it for you guys. Father,
forgive me, for I don't know what I do. Yeah.
Went to that moment. Imagine just like staring off the edge of the building, like you're ready to jump off. And then you're like, nah, I don't want, not today, son.
Dude, imagine. Oh, no. I don't want to imagine.
Well, you know what they say, real quick. A lot of the people that commit suicide and survive actually regret it.
Oh, yeah.
So they say, like, I was dumb, fucking fucked up.
Yeah.
On drugs, something.
Yeah, everybody usually regrets it because they're in a world of pain. I saw this one that was super fucked up. I don't know how many stories it was, but it was like in Colombia or something. And this guy tried to kill himself. He jumped off, but he survived. And literally, like, he was trying to crawl around. It just looked like he was a sack of fucking meat. Like, his bones were all crushed. And he was just like, oh, fucked up. Like, he looked like a meat bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty
brutal. He was still
brutal.
Trying to crawl around?
Like, his arms, he was just like... He was just withering, fucking arriving. Yeah, how's that for you on a Sunday?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus, this is a Christian podcast.
Yeah, I hope you guys are ready for that garden of salad, because it's coming in with some teriyaki. Like what it says on that taco truck. I got some buche. I got some lengua.
Some tripas,
cabeza. What you need, dog?
You like that? Tacos, the fucking brain and fucking tongue and all that shit?
That's why I'm COVID-free, dog.
That's right.
I eat everything, including that ass.
Oh, shit. My bad. Born in 49 countries, only banned in one.
Yeah. One city that is.
Outlawed. If you see my face on the posters in the alley, don't report me, please.
Yeah. Ooh.
That was fucking brutal.
Yeah.
Thank you, Big Dog, for bringing this down and keeping the Cholo tradition alive.
Yeah, that Cholo punk it is.
On the next one, I got you. We're going to play some fucking oldies. I guarantee you're going to want to fucking hug your mom and dad and say thank you for showing me this shit when I was younger. But anyways, we'll save that for the next one.
Okay. Can't wait. I'm a little tickled and surprised, but we'll wait for the next time.
Yeah, you're going to want to smoke a number to that.
Okay.
But anyways, that concludes this week's episode of Warp Vinyl with your host, the Cave Dwellers, Ranger Joe.
Yeah, Buika.
Ranger Aaron.
Yeah.
You already know.
Oh, yeah.
All right, folks. Any last words, Big Dog?
No, I just thank you guys for listening, subscribing. You know who it is.
Where can they find us at?
CaveDwellers.podcast on Instagram. We're streaming on everywhere. Obviously, you know, because you're listening to us right now. So we don't even need to explain that shit. But thank you guys for listening. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Don't forget to spread the good word. This is a Christian podcast of the Cave Dwellers.
Yeah, like they say, tell your mom, tell your wife. Hide the kids, though.
Hide the kids.
But tell everyone else. Thank you, guys. We're signing out.
Thank you, brothers and sisters. We'll see you next time.